Nityananda Valaram Ki Jai. Today is the appearance day of Lord Balaram, 2009. I want to speak something about Bala, spiritual strength. In Krishna book, Prabhupada describes that Balaram is a source of spiritual strength. Balaram is the power god. He's a power-giving god. And power is a big issue in the modern world, especially in a developing country like India. Politicians are always campaigning how the country needs more power, more electric power, hydroelectric power, nuclear power, for industry, factories, maintenance of the people, to make the country succeed and go forward. They're saying that India is underpowered. The leading nations of the world, America, England, France, Germany, Japan, they have sufficient power. But in India, as we know in Vrindavan, there's always power cutbacks, power shortages, load shedding, insufficient voltage. But we, as spiritualists, we are also concerned with load shedding or power cutbacks or insufficient voltage. We have power cutbacks. We lose our ability to serve Krishna and Guru in a high-powered way. So we cut back on our power of surrender. Or we have load shedding. We reduce our output. So the source of all power, spiritual power, is actually Baladev. And Baladev actually gives us the power of uttering the truth. This is what kirtan means. Kirtan means the truth. And sankirtan is when many people are gathered together and broadcasting the truth, uttering the truth, chanting the truth, spreading the truth. Sankirtan. Because kirtan means kirti, the truth of God, the glories, the glorious name, the glorious form, the glorious qualities, the glorious service of God, the glorious associates and holy dhamma of God, the kirti, the kirtan. So Baladev, he gives, that's the real power. Real power is kirtan. And sometimes they use phrases, that was a fired up kirtan, or awesome kirtan, powerful kirtan. That power, the power of speaking truth, comes from Balaram. This is the real power. Baladev, he can make a dumb man speak, make a crippled man cross the mountains. So this power, the spiritual power of Baladev, comes through his representative, Sri Guru. We have that prayer. We have that prayer that is often recited by devotees before they speak Harikatha, which is said to be from Bhavartha Deepika Mangala Stotram. It's also mentioned in Madhya Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 17, verse 80. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande paramananda madhavam. Translation. Sri Madhav, Lord Sri Krishna, is the personification of supreme transcendental bliss. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him who turns the dumb man into eloquent speaker, enables a lame man to cross over mountains. Such is the mercy of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. This is the actual verse, but Srila Prabhupada used to and other people also would chant this verse with a slight variation. Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande shri gurum dinatarunam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, Shri Guru, the deliverer of the fallen souls, Dinatarunam, whose mercy turns the dumb into eloquent speakers, enables the lame to cross over mountains. So that mercy, that kripa, yat kripa, Madhava kripa, Bhagavan kripa, or Bhagavat kripa, Guru kripa, that's a power. Mercy is a shakti. Kuruna shakti, kripa shakti, kripa shakti murti. Shri Guru is a kripa shakti murti. Who is the origin of that power? Who is the powerhouse? The origin is Balaram. So it is Balaram that gives us the power of the dumb man to speak, or the lame or crippled man to cross over mountains. And that power comes from a Balaram, is received through his representative, Shri Guru. So as we mentioned, this is a very popular topic, power. Powering and becoming empowered. Powerhouse. Even they have products, they have toothpaste, power smile, and they have yoga, they market yoga, and it's the same old yoga, but they market it or try to sell it in the marketplace by saying power yoga, power this, power that. Everything is power, the force, all kinds of science fiction movies or cartoon characters for children. The force, the power, more power, and high powered computers, high powered technology, everything power. But what power do we have? We can actually get power, become empowered to get the power from Baladev by determination and patience. If we actually surrender to Sri Baladev, he can make us strong and powerful. And that real power to do good for ourselves and for others will be given to us. And that's the power of Sankirtan, the power of Shuddhanam. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vina Tahi Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitara Pavartan. With Krishna Shakti one can spread the kirti or glories of Krishna all over the world. With that power, which will benefit and purify oneself by engaging in Sankirtan, and also uplift and benefit the entire world, that power will come if we have patience and determination and surrender at the feet of Sri Baladev. Vrindavan Das Thakur tells in Chaitanya Bhagavat in the beginning, if we really are anxious for the power and ability to serve God, then we should endeavor with all of our might to obtain the power of uttering the truth. We should try to utter kirtan, perform kirtan. Otherwise we'll never get real power. So kirtan is the source. Kirtan is the mechanism or the means by which we can connect with the powerhouse. If someone reads the Bhagavad Gita, they'll get different ideas, because the scriptures, they contain hidden truths, and they say that the shastras are written in a way which is called parokshavad. The meaning is hidden or implied or indirect. So therefore, one needs a guru, a teacher, to understand the secret teachings of the Vedas. So that strength of understanding, that strength of perception, that strength to understand the truth of shastras, that also comes from Balaram, or from Guru, his representative. For example, on our own, if we read the Bhagavad Gita, after we read the first chapter, we may think that, what is the Gita teaching us? And this is very common in the marketplace. You meet various Indians here and there. They say, oh, the Gita teaches serve your country. The Gita teaches manu seva, madhava seva. You serve mankind by distributing food and opening hospitals, and that's equal to, and that is actual service to God, Madhava, Bhagavan Madhav, Manuseva. Serve man, that is the real service to God. Nothing else is required. And someone else will say, Gita says, perform your karma, do your work, and don't be attached. Gita says to serve your mother and father. You should be a loyal servant of your mother and father at all costs. The different teachings and different conclusions people will get. In the same way, if we read on our own, we will get so many speculations, because the first chapter, if we only read the first chapter of Gita, we'll conclude, well, the Bhagavad Gita seems to be advising us to engage in war. And then when we read the second chapter, we'll say, oh, I understand that the Gita is teaching that knowledge of the soul is what we should aim for. We should try to achieve Atma Tattva Gyan, knowledge of the soul beyond the body. Tehino shvinyata dehi komaram yavanam jara tata dehantara praptir diras tata namuyiti. That this is what the Gita is teaching. It's teaching Atma Tattva Gyan, knowledge of the soul. Yes, we should know the difference between body and soul, that I'm not the body, I'm soul. And then when we read the third chapter, we'll think, oh, actually, Bhagavad Gita is teaching us to do karma yoga, religious works, that we should work, but we should give some results or partial results to God. That is the ultimate conclusion of Gita. So to understand what the Shastras are actually telling us in the introduction, or repeated readings, we may fail to grasp the meaning without that power of perception, without that power of understanding, because that power is not within us. That power is received by surrendering to the powerhouse, by surrendering to Baladev, the source of spiritual strength, the powerhouse God. Baladev is the powerhouse God. Because if we patiently read Bhagavad Gita under proper guidance, with the right power, then we will understand that the final object and objective of the Gita, the real essence and teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, is in one of the final shlokas, Sarva Dharman Prityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Yishami Mahashuchaha. That actually the Gita is advising us that we should give up all forms of religion and surrender ourselves wholly and fully to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna alone. To understand the intention of Shastra and fully grasp the purport, we have to hear with patience, understand with patience, and act with patience. And have the guidance and connection, or anugatya, be following a realized guru. If we're also serving the guru with patience, then we're praying to him at his feet for spiritual strength. And by his grace, we can expect that we will obtain spiritual strength by the mercy of Sri Baladev. How can we access or open a connection with or access all this power of God? Because we say God is all powerful. This is one of his Sadaishvarya Purna. He is complete. He's all powerful. God is omnipotent. Everyone agrees. Where does all this power lie? Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us, Sarva Nija Sarva Shaktis, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. He's saying, hey Bhagavan, hey Jagadish, hey Govinda, hey Ishvara, hey Parameshwar, Nija Sarva Shakti, all your power is in the holy name. So this power of the holy name is actually the power of Balaram, the power to serve Krishna, the power to understand Krishna. This is coming from Balaram. He's the powerhouse of service, the powerhouse of surrender, the powerhouse of understanding, It's a very interesting story in the Puranas. There's the Asli Baladev and the Nakli Baladev. They refer to something called the Asura Baladev. In the story of Hiranyakashipu, which we're all familiar with, in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, Prahlad Hiranyakashipu, he was very powerful by performing austerities. So what was the nature of the power that Hiranyakashipu got? Actually, it was so powerful, he terrorized the entire universe. Standing on his tiptoes, performing such intense austerity, every single demigod, everyone was totally shaking in fear of Hiranyakashipu. So he actually obtained the power of Baladev, but in a perverted form. This Puranas explained that once there was an asura, a demon, and his name was Baladev, and he was killed by Indra. And when he died, from his bones came out jewels and pearls. This asura Baladev coexists in competitive opposition to the original Baladev, in whose lotus feet the entire principle of Krishna, of service, and all the serving souls are centered. So the modern people of the modern world are so much interested in power, solar power, nuclear power, hydro power, every kind of power for material purposes, for sense gratification, for controlling other people, controlling their people and their nation, controlling other nations, for exploiting and enjoying. They're worshipping that perversion of Lord Baladev, the Asura Baladev. So how does one get in connection with the real power-giving God? That is the role of Sri Guru. Sri Guru is that agent of Baladev, that representative of the powerhouse. He's signing electric contracts or power contracts with every jiva of the world. What is this power? This is the power that Shakti, the Guru, gives, is the power of service, the power of surrender, power of serving the Lord. And with this power, as the Shastras and Sadhus speak, that when one receives real power, or Baladev, Lord Baladev, the real power, then he will become wise, understand his eternal identity, then he will become free once and for all from the cycle of birth and death. What does it mean that we have actually acquired real power or spiritual power? It means that we develop the attitude, the swabhava, or the attitude of service toward the power-giving God. The power-giving God is Lord Baladev, or Nityananda, Nityananda Balaram, or the representative, Sri Guru. So if we want to acquire real spiritual strength, then we have to take shelter of Lord Baladev, because he's the repository of all power. The foolish and ignorant people of the material world, they take the word power to mean some kind of physical power, mental power, intellectual power. It's something gross, physical strength. And they do power yoga and go to the powerhouse bodybuilding, and go to the gym and lift weights. They want power, strength, power, power. Power t-shirts, power pants, power underwear, everything power. It's such a joke. But really, we need power of the soul. We need soul power. Atma Shakti. There's no amount of physical or mental strength will stop birth and death. No amount of physical or mental strength will actually free us from this material world. But if we actually desire to attain soul power, soul force, we can only do it by the grace and mercy of Baladev. And that power and mercy of Baladev comes from Sri Guru. So whatever power we have within us, whatever strength and power we have on our own initiative, our own drive, our own determination, whatever minuscule amount that is, we should use it to surrender to the guidance of the enlightened guru. And only then we will be able to get the real power, the sufficient power. Baladev appears in this world, and he appears in the heart and consciousness of any jiva who is inclined towards the pure service of Krishna. And he turns that jiva or that devotee into a holy dham. The example of Baladev's appearance in the heart of Vasudev in the prison house of Kamsa in Mathura 5,000 years ago, Baladev appeared there in the heart of Vasudev, and then Devaki, who was of the pure service mood, purely surrendered to Vasudev, purely dedicated, she received that Balaram in her heart. And then Balaram established a holy dham in the heart of Devaki, filled her full of spiritual power, filled her full of spiritual knowledge, and saturated her entire being with a service attitude and service propensity. And then when he left, when he was transferred from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, what he left behind is he left his influence of his power, the influence of Baladev's power, means that Devaki had become transformed into a holy dham suitable for the Lord's Leela, for Krishna to come and have his Leela, his Janmalila. The guru creates the dham in the heart of the disciple. He creates a serving cognition. He creates a serving consciousness, the pure serving attitude, the pure surrendered attitude of Devaki. And when that holy dham is fully adjusted and fully established in the heart of the disciple, then Krishna will manifest there. There will be a Janmastami there. So Baladev is that power-giving God. He's appeared in this world to infuse strength in everyone and to empower us. He's that same Baladev came as Nityananda to distribute the truth, to distribute Krishna in a very magnanimous and wonderful form, the Namhat, Nityananda's Namhat. So Balaram has come to freely distribute spiritual power to everyone. Everyone can become empowered. Everyone can get the spiritual power and become a spiritual powerhouse. Every single jiva on this planet, 6 billion jivas running around this planet, they can become 6 billion powerhouses. No need for any outside power. No need for solar power, nuclear power, atomic power, hydropower. Everyone will be a generating station. Everyone, every single jiva will be a generating powerhouse. Powerhouse of love. Powerhouse of surrender. A powerhouse of dedication, beauty, service, harmony, peace, fulfillment, cooperation. This is the nature of real spiritual power that is imbued and infused with this, all the aspects of Balaram, the pure service attitude, the blissful, the aspect of beauty and bliss, Nityananda, eternal joy and bliss that comes from harmoniously energizing ourselves in relation to Krishna and serving Him. Baladev is that self-same Nityananda, who is actually an aspect of Krishna. Lord Balaram came into this world as Nityananda to actually give freedom to every living being. That is the real power, the power of freedom. Now we're bound. What power do we have? So much power, power of intellectual power, mental power, physical power, power yoga, this and that. But we're so powerful, but we're locked in a cage. We're like a powerful tiger locked in a cage of a zoo. What can he do? He's trapped. He can't do anything with all his power. He's no longer the king of the jungle. He's the king of the cage, roaring in frustration, pacing back and forth. So real power is the power of freedom. The power of freedom comes only from God, because only God can free one from the material world. So this power, this spiritual power, this bala, Balaram, Baladev. Balaram means the power of bliss. Raman means joy, bliss. And Balaram means Nityananda. Because that Bala, that's eternal, Nitya. Nityananda is the same as Balaram. Balaram means Nityananda, eternal bliss. Bala, one can only have eternal bliss if one has eternal power, if he has that power within him. And this is what Balaram came as Nityananda, to give freedom to the whole world, give the freedom power, the mukti shakti, to give everyone the mukti shakti, the power to get free from birth and death by taking shelter of the truth. And the truth is the holy name. There's no other truth in this world. The only truth in this material world is Krishna's, the jiva and Krishna's holy name. And jiva is an amsha, an expanded part of the plenary portion of Balaram. It's Mahavishnu. It is also Balaram. So this is the power of Nityananda, the power of Balaram. This is Shabda Brahman. This is the power of Kirtan. But unfortunately, the modern people of the world have no faith in this power. They have no faith in this, in the powerhouse of Balaram or the powerhouse of Nityananda. And Balaram came into this world as Nityananda to give away freely, give the gift of spiritual love, love power. We talk about power, so many political power, economic power, educational power, knowledge power, physical, mental power, computer power, etc. But there's nothing, everyone will admit, universally, the greatest power is the power of love. The power of giving, the power of love itself. And this is the power that Nityananda came to give, the power of love, Supreme Nam Sankirtan. This is the free gift of spiritual love. He came to give it to everyone. Nityananda gave it to the human beings, the advanced, the cultured, the degraded, the drunks, the unfortunate. He gave the power of love to the birds, the animals, everyone. But that was never given before to any gods or to demigods or anyone. But he's giving it freely. This is the real worship of Lord Balaram. If we want to worship Lord Balaram, we can best worship Lord Balaram on his appearance day by surrendering to his representative, Sri Guru, and absorbing ourselves in the power of truth by fully dedicating ourselves to truth in the form of kirtan. Kirtan is the highest truth. Kirtan is the most fulfilling truth. Kirtan is the living truth. Kirtan is the loving truth. And kirtan is the power of love and the power of Baladeva himself. Baladeva's power is coming in the form of kirtan, Nam Sankirtan. So all the spiritual power of Baladeva will be obtained when we surrender to the lotus feet of Guru and accept Shuddha Nam from his holy lips and engage our body, mind, and senses in serving the holy name with every ounce of voluntary power we may have within us. So the conclusion is, on this day of Balaram's appearance, the best way to serve Balaram and the best way to receive the spiritual strength from Balaram is to engage fully in the service of our Guru with surrender, with dedication, with sincerity, and all the while chanting the holy name of the Lord, engaging in the powerhouse kirtan yoga of chanting purely the holy name of Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nityananda Balaram Avirbhavati Ki Jai.